Tomorrow, Xi Jinping's midterm party congress gets underway, which means if everything goes to plan, at the next congress, Xi should be stepping down. Dr. Sal Keat Tok from the University of Melbourne weighs in on Xi's legacy so far.
I think the biggest thing that caught most observers is the anti-corruption campaign and its ability to rein in party discipline. So far, I think we are seeing a pretty strong leadership emerging out from that last 5 years and the consolidation of the party. The anti-corruption campaign actually is not just about targeting those corrupted officials, but really tying up the public accounting system. In the past, when transactions have to be done in China, there's a certain amount of rent-seeking behavior, and that has been minimized. In the long run, I think it just makes the system a lot more accountable, a lot more transparent, and that's good for any future dealings with China.
What does that mean for the next 5 years?
For now, what we know is that a lot of the leadership reshuffling is in the air, and we need to closely observe the leadership lineup for the next 5 years. Having purged some of the younger generation, those who are the next generation of leadership, the question will be who is going to take over after Xi. The leadership transition is going through a huge change at the moment. And what is going to happen at the party congress is going to be indicative of what is going to be like in the next 10 to 20 years. The previous leadership transition system has been set up by Deng Xiaoping and has worked for the past 20 years. It seems like Xi Jinping is going to set up his own leadership transition norms, and we will have to see what is going to happen. At the moment, if we were to base on previously the system set up by Deng Xiaoping, there's a generation gap in the leadership right now. And I think it's going to be interesting to see who is going to get into the standing committee. And the question will be, to me, one, if Wang Qishan, the current head of the disciplinary committee in the party, is going to be retained, because he's due to step down, but if he's retained, it'll be interesting because it's probably going to be a precursor to whether she is going to hang on to power after the next 5 years. And who is going to get into the standing committee or the political bureau? Anyone between the age of 58 to 67 who is going to get into the standing committee.
In the next 5 years and beyond, what kind of impact does this party congress hold for Australia?
At this moment, you're seeing the Chinese economy trying to expand outwards. The excess capacities that have been accumulated since the financial crisis in 2008, where China now is a big public spending on infrastructure, is now the kind of advantage that China is using to export to the developing world via the Silk Road Initiative, for example. All these are signs that China's economy is actually still very healthy, and they are now more willing to exert their influence overseas. And Australia, not being in the Silk Road Initiative, could be at the back foot in terms of plugging into this new development.
Dr. Sal Keat Tao, ending that report.